and welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. I'm Paul Totino. He is Roman Oben, as always. And you know, the Giants are coming off of a bye week, but not exactly as they planned it, Roman. They went in losing two games in a row.
Well, and Paul, just for the simple fact that the Giants will be at home for the first time in a month, they've had a chance to rest and all those things. I mean, that kind of remedies these issues that started with the two divisional games, tough losses on the road, and the bye week. So look forward to them just being around that 12th man, as Tom Coughlin alluded to in the press conference.
Roman, let's go to our Geico news of the day, and 15 minutes can save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Go to geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. We talk about Rashad Jennings. Why? Well, because he's missed two games because of a sprained MCL. He's actually been off now for 3 weeks because of the bye. He had been targeting the game against the Colts. Doesn't look like that's going to happen.
Well, again, it could be the swelling, could be, you know, where the knee is 100%. You don't want to go backwards with an MCL. I've had an MCL before. Being a lineman versus a running back are two different things. So I think you just have to make sure, again, it's a nine-game season. You want him to be healthy for nine or healthy for eight, not to go in and come off at halftime and then miss two games after that. So you want Rashad Jennings. You could still get a good Rashad Jennings for whatever portion of the season he's healthy, but you've got to be 100% coming off that MCL.
All right, Roman, let's get a look at the Giants' injury list. Now, one guy you won't see on this list is John Beeson. He has gone to our injured reserve. Mike Harris, a former corner from the Detroit Lions, has been signed off of their practice squad. But, you know, Giants not badly banged up, but still nonetheless a little battered and bruised.
Yeah, I mean, coming off the bye week, again, you only see four guys on that list. You know, some guys, you'd seen that, you know, earlier, that had been on just for some precautionary things. But, again, the team overall, I think, is very healthy.
DRC, with eight passes defensed in seven games, has played well, but nonetheless he's not 100%.
No, he's not, but he's a tough guy. He's always practiced. He's been limited Wednesdays, you know, and then come in Thursday and Friday. And I think with this game being on a Monday night, he gets an extra day to come in and perform. And that's another day rest on his body. And again, he's going to want to be up to play against Andrew Luck, who's one of the better guys in the league.
All right, Roman, how do you see the Giants play this thing out without Cullen Jenkins? Now, this is a guy who's played nearly half of their snaps so far this year. We know that Jay Bromley's only played 12 snaps all season. That came against the Cardinals. And Mike Patterson, who has done a pretty good job averaging 27 snaps a game, looks like he's going to be in for some more snaps.
Well, this is why you keep, you know, five guys at least that could play that interior defensive line. I think Mike Patterson's done, you know, a tremendous job. He's been a steady guy on the inside. I like his size, his leverage. He's only 6'2", so he splits those A and B guys very well. And he's a strong player. So Patterson, you talk about Bromley. I mean, they're going to have to use a combination of the two of those guys to make up for Cullen Jenkins if he's not going on Monday night.
And continuing with the injury line of thought, I mentioned before John Beeson's on injured reserve. You know, I get some wise fans who have been saying, well, the Giants were winless when Beeson was in the lineup. So how important is it that he's not going to be there? You and I both know he means a lot to this team.
Oh, 100%. I mean, when Beeson's healthy, he's as good as anyone in the league from sideline to sideline, from numbers to numbers, however you call it. But he can attack line of scrimmage. He can cover. He's not a linebacker that comes off the field on third down. I mean, he's a three-down linebacker. And that's going to be missed tremendously. But you do have some guys, at least athletically, that can play in those spots and do some of the things that Beeson did well when he was healthy.
We heard Jeff Schwartz mentioned during coach's press conference, he's coming off that dislocated toe, eligible for the return from that short-term injured reserve. He's going to start practicing today for the first time. Roman, what do you need to see out of him before you think he's going to get close to getting back into the lineup?
Well, I think what Jeff Schwartz has done is just done a lot of the football, the training or the PT aspect of his rehab. Now he's got to get back to the football portion. And that football portion, that last 25% or so, is going to be the difference between, you know, being 100% and being able to play. And as an offensive lineman, you've got to be able to be strong in that squatted position, push people off the ball, roll off your toes, pass protection, move, you know, multiple directions. You've got to do all those as an offensive lineman. So this is a week where he's going to have to really put it to the test and see what Schwartz can do and hopefully come back and regain his starting spot next week.
Yeah, I would think maybe the Seattle game is more realistic a week down the road. It is time to go to our Twitter question, folks, as always. And let's get a look at this one. It's from Chris NYG. Says, how does this offensive line get fixed for the second half of the season? Well, let's see. They're only going at 3.7 yards per rush, so the run blocking's got to get better.
Right.
They have given up 15 sacks, 12th in the NFL.
Well, I think when it goes to the running game, running game is really an attitude. You've got to run the ball well. You've got to protect the quarterback. Again, and then you've got to get the running backs, whoever's running the football, whether it's Williams or Jennings or whoever, you've got to get those guys through the line of scrimmage clean before they get the contact, and that's at least 3 yards a pop. So some of the things they worked on in the bye week, again, some of those combo blocks, those double teams, and again, it really starts with the attitude. I mean, I talked to Pugh, I talked to Beatty, a couple of guys last week, and they said, look, those two games are behind them. They've got to move forward, and it is a nine-game season. I expect them to play better the second half.
You know, I'm going to pick up off of what Coach said about playing above the X's and the O's. Well, you got to get yardage even when the blocks aren't always there, Roman.
Right.
And in the passing game, you got to get some more yardage even when it's not there. Odell Beckham is a guy who can do that. So far, 10 catches, only averaging 10.5 yards a catch, but he does have 3 touchdowns in 3 games.
Well, Odell Beckham, in terms of being an explosive player, I mean, he's right now probably the most explosive guy on this field offensively. He's a young guy, so he can still run. He can run extremely well. And in terms of making the plays that you're not supposed to make, meaning those catches in the end zone, keeping the feet in bounds, those athletic catches, Coughlin alluded to some of the things that Pittsburgh did last week. Some of those things you just can't script. So in terms of, you know, running the route and drawing the defense off and all those other things, you've got to just go out and make those special plays that separate you. And Odell Beckham definitely has the talent and the ability to make those special plays. And that's what the Giants offense desperately needs this second half of the season.
Yeah, it'd be nice if Reuben Randall could make some of those plays, right, too, because he's got the skills to do it. All right, when we come back, we will talk about the Indianapolis Colts, a team that is 5-3, but they're limping into town minus a horseshoe. They got whacked by the Steelers last weekend, so stick around.
Fitness and wellness.
Welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. Now, we told you the Colts are 5-3 before the break, coming off this horrible 51-34 loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, check out a couple of these numbers, Roman. 639 total yards for Pittsburgh, a Big Ben threw for 522 and 6 touchdowns.
Well, I think, unfortunately for the Giants, you don't expect the Colts to play like that 2 weeks in a row.
You sure?
But, again, this was a game where I think it just got out of hand, and defensively, they got in some pressure packages that gambled, and Ben Roethlisberger, as good as anybody in the league in the last decade, can extend the play, and he lets those receivers like Brown get behind him and get in the end zone. So this was a game, I'm sure, if this was gymnastics, you throw away the high score and the low score and kind of average the rest of them, but this is football. You can't do that. So the Giants defensively are going to have to learn from what Pittsburgh did on film last Sunday.
Okay, I'm going to flip the coin here, which is probably something Tom Coughlin did with his players, and showed them the Colts film against the Bengals from the week earlier. They shut out Cincinnati, held them to 135 yards of total offense, had 4 sacks, and Cincinnati was 1 of 13 on third down.
Well, I think that's the Colts team you're going to have to get ready for on Monday night. Again, as you know, I'm familiar with Chuck Pagano. He was
sure.
The defensive coordinator when I was in Cleveland in 2001, and he believes in pressure. He believes in pressure in some of the non-pressure situations, 1st and 10, 2nd and short, things like that. So those are things that you can expect really on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, you can also expect them to do a real good job on offense because Andrew Luck is their quarterback. Let's get a look at some of his numbers because he's been sensational. One thing I want to mention to you, he has 8 different players on his team with at least 15 catches, and each one of those 8 guys has caught a touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, look at those numbers, you know, 22 touchdowns and only 9 picks. Those are double what Eli Manning has at this point in the season in terms of 14 and 4. But I said this in preseason, Paul, you know, Andrew Luck's the best quarterback under 30 years old. And
yes.
When he turns 30, he'll be the best quarterback over 30 years old. And for all the cliche things that he does well, you know, his ability to read the receivers, downfield, keep plays alive, he has established as a young player a belief system that when he gets in the huddle and they call a play, he's going to find a way to make it work. I think, and he's one of the smartest, just football acumen guys, really in the NFL. And he can take off and run the football. I mean, this guy's 240 pounds.
Yeah, he's getting some help from Trent Richardson in the running game, as well as an old friend, Ahmad Bradshaw. Bradshaw averaging 5 yards a carry, 371 yards rushing, 31 catches, 6 touchdown receptions. He's only 3 shy of Marshall Faulk's NFL running back record for TD catches in one season.
And you look at the average yards at 4.9, it shows that when he gets the ball, he's getting it in high percentage success situations. So whether it's a screen, some of these, like this halfback choice pass right here, some of those things, it allows, you got T.Y. Hilton, all these other guys spreading the field. Here comes number 44 with some dump passes. So in this offense, this high power offense, Ahmad Bradshaw has really found some success this latter part of his career here in what he contributes on to that offense.
And downfield, T.Y. Hilton's the big threat, 53 catches, leads the NFL with nearly 870 yards receiving, also leading the way with 42 first downs.
Yeah, and T.Y. Hilton, he doesn't have the touchdowns to prove it, so he's not a red zone target.
He's only got 2.
But again, from the field, from the 20 out, he's made a lot of big catches to really stretch that defense. So you know that this secondary is going to be aware for what T.Y. Hilton does well offensively.
Yeah, and then quickly, Akeem Nicks only 18 catches and 2 scores this year. Hey, don't forget, Michael Strahan Hall of Fame ring night is Monday night. A gauntlet of former Giants teammates will be there before the kickoff. You want to get into the stadium, get there early so you can see that. Then at halftime, a lot of the Giants Hall of Famers will be there as Strahan gets his ring. It's going to be a great time. I know, Roman, you're going to be on the field there as well. You played with Michael for several years.
Yeah, 4-year teammate. So I'm looking forward to it. He's a great player for a reason.
So it's Monday Night Football, the Giants and the Colts. And if that doesn't get you jacked up, it's Michael Strahan night as the Giants present him with that Hall of Fame jewelry. It's going to be a good one, folks. And for us, Roman Oben and Paul Tatino, we'll see you next time on Giants Press Conference Live.